Corey Lepore Sr. heard them first. Lepore lives in the Bethel Native Corporation townhouses, which faced the slough behind the AC Quick Stop.
I was walking up the stairs and I heard yelling and screaming.
The screams appeared to come from that slough.
And happened to look over, and there was a young lady and a young boy sitting in the middle of the slough about waist deep in the water.
Lepore immediately went over to see how he could save them. The ice was thin. Lepore called it shell ice, and the freezing water ran fast underneath the surface, making it even more treacherous. He didn't cross the water because he didn't know how deep it was from where he stood, but Lepore saw that the kids were near more stable ground.
So I instructed the kids to roll over onto some solid ground and stand and wait.
If they did that, it could buy him some time so that he could run to his truck nearby and grab a pallet to help rescue them. But the little girl started falling through the ice into the freezing water, and that's when Joseph Boya Joke appeared.
Right then, Joseph took off his shoes, socks, and pulled up his sweatpants and made a beeline for the young lady.
Joke was heading back to the Kuskokwim Learning Academy, where he's a student. He arrived in Bethel a month ago from Neposkiak. He and two other friends had stopped at AC Quick Stop after debating a shortcut to head home.
That poor girl, she was the first one I brought up and I slipped.
Joke held the girl up as he fell into water up to his neck. When he returned to fetch the little boy, he says the little boy didn't trust him. But
I gave him a piggyback, and you want a piggyback ride?
All three made it out of the slough, a little wetter than before and colder than before. An ambulance came, both men said, to make sure all of them were okay. Both men say the children seemed fine after their ordeal. As for Joke, his legs are a web of thin red cuts up to his knees where the ice edges slit through his skin. He wore flannel pajamas the next day to school because of the pain from the cuts. Both Lepore and Joke say they didn't see the parents around when the children were playing on the ice. Mark Leary, a volunteer with Bethel Search and Rescue, says that parents need to keep their kids off the ice, especially with these longer warm periods in between cold ones. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schellenberger.